I'm back again. It's been a couple days, and I've been getting a lot better at self-reflecting and really getting to know who I am as a person. It's like the feeling I'm having right now is exciting and relieving. I feel for the first time ever, maybe, a power over me. Like, I feel like I actually have a little bit of control over my mindset, my emotions, my actions. Even though, logically, I've always had those things. Now, in this moment for the first time, I have the realization that I have that power over myself. And it feels good. And I've been trying to get myself to take action during these moments and put out content. And do something with it instead of just looking at the opportunity and waving as it passes by. It's just, you know, I've been going through a lot of emotional experiences as of late. I've made mistakes with important people in my life this past week, and I have experienced an emotional pain that is very similar to heartbreak as well. And during all of this, I found this new ability to, instead of being overwhelmed by the emotions, I step outside myself and like, oh, hey, we're experiencing this. And then it's like, yay! Awesome! Why the hell are we experiencing this? And then I break it down and I go within myself and talk to myself. I'm like, okay, what the hell is going on? Like, why are we doing this? And it's just like, it feels so good. Because at the end, I'm like, oh my god. Oh, so that's why. And then, not only that, I take it a step further and then I get over the anxiety and fear of taking action on those realizations. And the second you take action, the moment after, just like, oh my god, this feels so good. Like, you're not thinking, you're just chilling. You're just chilling, and your heart and your mind and your body are just so calm. And it's scary how different these two feelings are. One second, I'm hurting. I don't know how to think, and I don't know how to do anything. Like, I'm in pain emotionally. And then I take the time to think about all these things and why I'm feeling them and for what reasons and how I go about sorting out these feelings, and then that feeling is gone. Like, I never even was in pain. I feel even better because I know that if I feel that pain again, I know how to deal with it. And it's just, it feels good to have this power. It feels like I have a superpower, honestly. It's just been so exciting to be able to see my emotional experiences outside of myself and really have a reflective eye on who I am and how I do things and why I do things. And I really want to get to a spot where I don't feel fear or anxiety at all for anything. I know I will, because there's rational anxiety and rational fear, which is healthy, but I want to get rid of all the irrational things that don't make sense for me to be fearful of them. Because if I can eliminate that, then I can just do whatever my mind comes up with and be more creative in that aspect. Because my mind for my entire life has shown me directions into how I can find my own success. But on that same token, on that same coin, the flip side of it, the emotions and the fear and the anxiety stop me and paralyze me from doing them. And what I used to do for a long, long time was thinking. I used to think that the only way to get rid of or to get over those fears and anxiety was to develop a really strong willpower and will your way through it. And I would. And I would do it consistently, and I would do it over and over again. I would just push myself through the fear. I was just rushing blindly, forsaking who I am and how I felt about it. I would just force myself to do these things that I was scared to do. And at first, that feels right and awesome, and kudos to me for having that bravery, but the fear and the anxiety, they don't go away when you overcome them. Especially if you don't know the reason why. They just bounce back and they hit you 10 times harder when they come back. And I've experienced this. I experienced this so vividly when I first had my first ever, that's redundant, when I experienced my first ever panic attack, and it was due to the fact that I willed my way through something I didn't want to do. And I would have to consistently do it, and it was a cycle. It was uncanny how methodical this cycle was. Like, it was so mapped out. Like, at this point, I would have the fear again. I would get through the fear through willpower. I would be chilling for a while. And then again, I would have the fear and anxiety, and I have to will my way through it. And every single time that fear and anxiety happens, it would get stronger, and I would have to cultivate even more willpower to get through it. And I did this for years, guys. I did this for years, and I would just have to cultivate more willpower, and then out of nowhere, when I think I'm good, when I think I'm okay and I'm chilling because I got over the fear and I willpowered my way through, my fear and anxiety did a sneak attack, assassin, back attack, backstab on me, and then out of nowhere, I'm like, oh my god, this is happening. I'm like, what? I hated it. It was a visceral experience, and I hated it. Oh my god. I hated it. And it wasn't like I was dying, because I know panic attacks happen where you feel like you're going to die. It wasn't like that. It was more like where I was in my life, I really, really, with physical feelings, like physically, I reacted to, I don't want to be here. This is not where I want to be. And I broke down. I broke down. And I've been showing signs of me not being happy where I was, but still pushing through because of other people's opinions and and my own judgment on myself and how I am and how I am seen in their eyes. And it's funny, as I'm saying this, I'm realizing, oh my god, I didn't used to be like this, but this was developed into me due to my surroundings and the letting those surroundings succumb or be succumbing to those surroundings. Because I remember, this is dawning on me, right? I remember as a kid, I didn't care what anybody thought. I just wanted to do me. And I loved it, and I just loved doing me, but I remember consistent experiences where I've been told, hey, no, but how do other people see you as? And I thought that was right. I honestly thought that, hey, the way other people see me is important, so I have to take that into account for my and like when I make actions. I have to take into account someone else's thoughts and opinions when I take action. And at the time, when I was being told this, as a young man, a little boy, I wasn't a man, I still am not a man. A lot of growing up to do emotionally. But at the time, it made sense. Somehow. Like, I didn't see how bad and damaging that was, but it made sense. Like, oh, hey. Oh, God, holy oh, my goodness. I just, like, it's just, like, holy crap. I actually thought, I don't want this other person to see me as someone bad. Oh my god, dude. And here we are today, years later, me thinking those things still. And now I have to undo all of that. Holy shit. Oh my god. Because I don't think it, but my body, it feels it. My body feels it. Sorry for the noise. I had my headphones on my mic. I feel it, like, in my body. Like, it's ingrained in me. It's rooted deeply in me. That mentality. Even though I don't think it, I feel it. Every time I want to go on Twitter and make a Twitter post, every time I want to go on Twitter and then go in and talk to people and comment on comments and comment on posts and interact, this fear and anxiety rushes through me. And I have had no idea where it was. And in the past, I would try to use willpower to pass through it. Didn't work. Now I'm trying to reflect and trying to discover why and flip the script on my perspective over it, where it's like, okay, but like making a Twitter post and comment on them is not for how you view or how other people view you as. It's more for what value you can bring to others. And in that way, I could do it. But now, the more I reflect on who I am, I realize that the origin of why I get this fear and anxiety is because as a kid, I was told that other people's opinions matter. And I've been listening to people, like podcasts and stuff, and been watching streams, trying to get better at understanding who I am. And this has been a consistent thing, like, hey, what were you taught as a kid, and how is that affecting you now? And it just never really clicked with me that was something that I would be affected by. I'm like, oh, yeah, but, you know, I was fine as a kid. I was okay.
Now I'm here. I'm like, oh my god, I'm not. Holy crap, I'm not. I'm not okay as a kid.
I have specifically a memory, and this memory would happen over and over again. Like, this experience happened to me over and over and over again, right? And it was so subtle. It was so subtle. Fuck.
This is great. Holy shit.
Fuck, man. Okay, so as a kid, I would go to the store, right? And we would be... I'm just gonna say it. Because I don't know why I'm... Because I hate thinking this way about... It was my mom, okay? And I hate that, because I love my mother so much. Like, that woman, I love her so much. I really, really do. I really, really fucking do. I'm a mama's boy. I've always been a mama's boy, but I have to say, it was my mom. My mom, I'm pretty sure, was the main reason why I think other people's opinions matter. And the more I think about it, the more I see that my mom takes other people's opinions into consideration. Like, she wouldn't, and I don't know, I didn't see it as a bad thing, per se, in most instances, like, but fuck, man, some instances it was bad. She likes to be presentable. I love my mother, man, this is hard. And I'm not blaming her for anything. She tried her best, and she did what she did, and she's so loving. And she's taught me so many important things. It's just, she's human, and she makes mistakes, and I'm realizing I hesitate to say mistake. I'm realizing the dividing line in the way she taught me and the way I want to think. And that dividing line is having other people's opinions matter and not having other people's opinions matter. And I'm going through my mind, I'm like, yeah, at that time she cared about other people's opinions, at that time she cared about other people's opinions, at that time she cared about other people's opinions. She likes to keep a clean house, and I respect that. I like my cleanliness, and I respect her for teaching me about that cleanliness. But it would be to the point where she would get mad if someone... And I would understand if this someone was someone we didn't know, right? Like, I get that. Like, you don't want to have a messy house when you're first introducing yourself to somebody. Like, first impressions are important. I get that, right? But it's like, it came to the point where it was even about people we were close to and family members. Like, friends we've known for years. And she was like, okay, we had to get the house clean. And it was like relatively, like, we don't have a messy house. The house is clean, but she wanted it spotless. I'm like, mom, they're friends. Like, we've known them literally for a year. Like, literally my entire life, we've known these people. And she's like, no, we got to clean the house. We're going to make sure everything's spotless. And she wouldn't, like, you know, be, like, extremely forward about it. But, it was subtle. Like I said, it was subtle. And that subtlety seeped into me. And into my mentality, because my love for my mother was like, okay, this girl is amazing, and I love her, and she cares about these things, and I'll care about these things. And now that's reflecting into the fact that I can't make a Twitter post, or I have to deal with fear and anxiety every time I think about making a Twitter post, which is it's annoying. It's so annoying. I'm like, I just want to go on Twitter and just make posts and make content. But nope, I have to deal with this fear and anxiety before I do. Here we go. And this is liberating to see the origins of these feelings. And I'm sure, like, this is not going to be like a switch. This is going to take time and more action and experience. But this is just another weapon I can use to fight the fear and anxiety. Me and my mom would go, to the store a lot. I hang out around my mother a lot when I was young. Hence the mama boy. The mama boy. Sorry if I'm mumbling. I'm trying to... I'll try to articulate better. We would go to the store, right? And I don't know how it would happen, but every time something happened that was completely out of context of the situation, she would talk to the cashier and explain the out of context situation. And I would ask myself, like, Mom, why the hell does this matter? Why the hell does this person need to know this information? And over the years, I just made the conscious thought that, oh, it's for them to have context on it. And the more I think about this, the more I see, like, I think I'm starting to remember the moment where I finally accepted this way of thinking. It's very foggy. I can't remember correctly, but it's there. I can't articulate it, but, like, I have this very vague feeling of, like, oh, man, it was then. Like, I remember the feeling more than the environment or where I was. But I remember having this feeling, oh, this is how. Or, like, yeah, I want someone to... God, yeah. I'm starting to remember the feeling, the moment where I switched from not caring to... I don't want this other person to see me in a bad light. I remember the feeling. I'm starting to remember the feeling of the switch. I can't remember who I was thinking about or where I was or what age. It was a while ago. But I remember the feeling. Like, over the years, I would fight it and ask myself, like, why? But why? Why do I need to know? Or why do I care why others see me in a bad light? That's my thinking as a kid. Why does it matter that other people see me in a bad light? I see myself in a good light. Like, I matter. I care. And that's it. I care about Mom. I care about Dad. I care about my sister, my brother. Done. What does anyone else matter? That was my mentality. But then, I need a drink of water. Soda. But then, over the years, I just had consistent experience with my mom and my parents. Like, hey. I guess it was more with my mom. Like, hey. Other people's view of you should be important. And that saying, I remember. And still, to this moment, right now, I feel like I have a feeling in me. Like, yeah, that makes sense. This moment right now, saying that how other people view me should be important. That line, I'm used to the feeling it gives me. Which is just like, yeah, it makes sense. But it's bad. It's not good. Because that goes into having to manipulate yourself in a way that you have to put an effort in being something so that other people see you in a good light. I'm having a reflection right now. Other people's You and me should be important. My mind is like, yeah, that makes sense. Fuck. My mind is like, yeah, that makes sense. And I'm trying to find, like, no. No. But I'm like, yeah, yeah. Oh my god, I'm having an actual mental block. Is my mind fighting myself right now? Like, I'm going blank. Whenever I try to think about those words. Other people's view of me should be important. Man. I don't know if... I don't... This is hard, because I don't know if the way I'm thinking is right or right or wrong. Like, I get it, I guess. Like, it makes sense, but I think where I went wrong with that statement was in the execution of it. Oh my god, this is so hard. I really need to take some time to break down that sentence. Because usually, like, I love finding the origins of things and breaking things down. But with this, every time I say it, my mind disappears. And then my body's like, oh, hey, we're comfortable with this. We're okay. And then I'm trying to, like, consciously be like, no, no, this is bad. But it doesn't feel bad. So I don't know if it's bad. Ugh. I think this is where I need outside context. Other people's opinions, other people's view of me should be important. Oh my god, dude, I'm stuck. For this entire week, and the week before, every time I experience an emotion, a strong emotion, I would have a voice in my head, be like, oh hey, let's break this down. Right? I would have self-reflection. But whenever I say this line, it's nothing. I'm blank. I am blank. And I don't like this feeling. Like, of, I don't like this. I don't, you know, like, I feel powerless. I have the power. But this one line, I lost it. I feel like something's controlling me. Something's numbing me. I feel, like, blind. I hate it. This sucks. I hate how right this line feels. Other people's view of me should be important. I hate how right that line feels to me. Because that line has absolutely no I, me, myself, nothing. That entire line is entirely on someone else. That entire sentence is completely reliant on another person. God, like I feel like I want to say to myself, this is wrong, but my body feels right about it. My mind's not thinking at all. So even if I say it, it's like I'm just shooting into the void and not making a dent in anything. I don't want other people's view of me to be important, but I think it's so ingrained in me that I take it as an importance in my life. I don't like that. Like, at all. This is a weird episode. We're going to a direction I didn't think we would go into. I didn't think I would have these realizations and these revelations on here. I thought I was going to talk about how good I was feeling and how here we are. Trying to dissect this one line. I definitely need a perspective change on this, because I'm running away. Let's just start where I'm at. Instead of trying to force myself to think a different way, let's just break this down, like, where I'm at, and what I'm feeling. Let's just make this simple. When I say other people's view of me should be important, I feel and think Like, yeah. I don't want other people to think badly of me. And so I need to ask myself, why? What will that do if other people think badly of me? What will happen? And then, I don't know, like, nothing? My mind is trying to run away from me. My mind is running away from me. I'm thinking like, oh, I should be feeling something when I should just feel. I'm not letting myself feel. I'm gonna have to meditate about this. God, I... that one line. I'm gonna have to meditate about this. I enjoy it, but I'm definitely gonna have to think about this more. And not outwardly like this. I need to figure out what's so bad about other people thinking badly of me. I want other people to view me as someone good, but what will that do? Why does that matter? And how do I even define that? How do I define this person thinks good of me, this person thinks bad of me? I don't even know how that looks like, and I just inherently want it and don't want it to happen. I want people to think good of me, and I don't want people to think bad of me. I don't even know how that looks like. I don't even know how that looks like. This is so frustrating. I'm distracted. My mind, my mind is noping the ever-living hell out of everything that is this question. My mind does not want to think about this. I'm trying to get it to think about it, but I'm so alert right now, consciously. And I'm like, why am I so alert? Why am I so alert right now? Because I'm running away. I started this talk about how good it feels to self-reflect. And then we took a tangent for like 20 minutes, 10 minutes, when I had a realization. But I'm gonna leave you here. I usually like to go for an hour, but we're gonna stop short a little bit. I'm gonna leave you here because I'm starting to get better at how can I bring value to you, and this is becoming less about my own self-reflection and more about how my self-reflection can help others. Let yourself feel. I think that's the main point here. Have fun figuring yourself out. Especially if you're a gamer like me. The feeling of finally realizing something about yourself and about why you do the things you do and why you feel the way you feel feels is so good. Because it's like beating a boss that you've spent hours on figuring. It's just, oh, yes! You know? Figuring out a puzzle. It feels good. It feels liberating. And a lot of people say, get out of your head. Get out of your head, stop thinking, and start doing. But I would argue for you to think more on why you do. So you need to do. You still need to take action. You still need to keep doing what you're doing, right? Because I know from experience, staying in your head isn't the way to go. Because you will stay in your head and you won't get anything done. Action and experience are very important. So keep making actions, keep having experiences. But on that note, think immensely on those experiences and on your actions. Because if you can, let's say, have an emotional day, maybe you messed up on a project, you forgot to call somebody, forgot to remind someone of something, you messed up. If you can, at the end of the day, or even right after that moment of messing up, take 10 minutes to go into your own headspace and ask yourself, okay, these are the things I'm feeling. Why am I feeling them? If you can answer that why, it is so powerful. And it's not, let me make it very clear, it's not, hey, why am I feeling these feelings? I shouldn't be feeling them. No. It is simply, why am I feeling them? Period. It is about self-reflection, and it's about knowing yourself even better. So next time you mess up, you already know how you're going to feel. You already know why you're going to feel it. And the amazing thing that happens is you won't feel them. And you'll be chilling. You'll be like, oh, I messed up. Oops. And you'll get real objective about things. You'll be like, okay, I did this wrong. I could do this better. And you would have to figure it out. And that's so good. It's just a good headspace to be in. To have control over your emotions. Not to be emotionless, but just to have control over your emotions. To have an understanding of your emotions. And that's all everything that I'm doing and everything that the people I'm listening to are doing, the people I look up to have done and are continuing to do, is understanding themselves, their emotions, their actions. And it feels good when you crack the code on something, because history repeats itself, and when you fuck up, it won't be the first time, and it won't be the last time. It'll happen again. And when you get your heart broken, it will happen again. And if you can get to a point where you understand why you were heartbroken and why you messed up and how you're going to feel about those two things and everything, it makes it so much more easier the next time. It makes it unbelievably easier. Because you know. You already know. It's like solving a math problem. The first time you're like, what's 2 plus 2? I don't really know. And then you know. It equals 4. This action, this emotion equals this. If you know the solution, you can work around the solution. Or if you know the solution, you can work around the problem. Imagine taking a test you know all the answers to. You're easy. You're flying. Just think about that. I'm going to leave you with that thought. Have you ever had taken a test and you knew most of the answers? And then think about the moments where you took a test and you didn't know a lot of the answers. Imagine those two feelings about yourself. Imagine yourself as a test. And then think about the tests that you didn't know the answers to and that anxiety and fear that you had. About every question. About having to think about and overthink and everything. Because I overthink a lot, especially when I was test taking. And then thinking about the tests that you did take that you didn't know the answers to. And you were super confident about it. And take that feeling and reflect it on yourself, or flip it on yourself. And how you were sure, and like, oh, this is this, obviously. This is this, obviously. And it felt good. It felt powerful, you know? Knowing. I don't know if any of this is right or wrong. But this is just how I feel. And how I see things. And this is my truth. And I need to get better at being okay with speaking that truth. Despite pushback and despite varying opinions on it. I'm gonna go cry, because most likely that's what's gonna happen when I think about that line. But I hope you guys are doing good wherever you are at, and I love seeing people get better. I really do. I really, really do. I consistently think about having the people around me be my Pokemon team and leveling them up to 100 and giving them all the best moves and having them one-shot everything and having everything be a breeze and being able to do and go anywhere they want. I don't know when I'm gonna be back on this thing, but yeah, I'm getting better. I want you to get better with me. Be safe. Peace.